time to get a bit of Monday motivation. I'm very excited about this one. Rick Mirabella from runners.com, that's RUNNEZ.com, is with us. And he said to me, Steve, he said, the topic today is four strength movements from home to get Robbo looking like The Rock. Morning, Rick.
If that doesn't motivate every human, well, what will? Like, imagine the Rob dogs looking like The Rock just walking around Bendigo.
Yeah, look like a little old pebble that's been worn down by water over the years. But anyway, tell us more.
Stop being so self-deprecating. No, look, there's four movements. And the thing is, YouTube, look at them if you don't understand them. But it's basic and it's for everybody. And we spoke a couple of weeks ago about degressing movements, so people with bad knees and backs and stuff. But the humble plank is number one. It's just number one. Commercial breaks, just do, drop down with your kids or grandkids and do 15 seconds six times a day. So forearms and toes or forearms and knees. So you can progress it from your forearms to your knees and forearms to toes. Works your belly, works your back, works your biceps, your triceps, your shoulders, and your butt and hamstrings. Every part of your body on the plank, the prone plank, number one. You guys can do it in ad breaks. Do it in ad breaks. Have a competition.
Just be careful, though. I tried doing the plank on the beach one time, and a bloke walked past and said, mate, somebody stole your girl.
that's the comedy goal we came here for. But that's the comedy goal we came here for. But we stay for the humble squat. The squat is one of the beautiful movements. Again, to regress it backly. If you can't get to 90 degrees, you go to 30 degrees. You do it against the wall, what we spoke about 2 weeks ago. It's not about having to master everything. It's just about doing this stuff regularly. Again, we're looking at massive metabolic rate increase, so really good for fat burning, really good for muscle increase and fat decrease. And you don't have to do 100 reps, 5 reps, 5 reps, 5 reps every couple of hours. The squat's brilliant. And again, bad knees, no knees, 20-degree movements. Just work through your butt. Work through your butt. You'll be surprised. And most physios and sports rehab people, post-knee reconstructions or knee replacements, will have you doing some form of it anyway.
Right.
So it's not about, oh, no, I've got bad knees, I can't squat. It's about, okay, what can I make it, how can I make it work for me? Okay, so too many people get the blockage up. The push-up, now Robbo loves push-ups. He used to do comps with his mates at school. But Robbo, how many push-ups can you knock out in a week? Too many people go, oh, I can only do 5 on my toes or 3 on my toes. Well, let's count them from Monday to Friday or Monday to Sunday. If I do 3, 3, 6, 2, can I get 80 to 100 in a week? All of a sudden, we're accumulating stuff and we're looking at things a little bit differently. So the humble push-up is great. And I tell you what, it gets you really rippling. The veins are sticking out, Robbo, after a few push-ups. And finally, now I know Steve's going to like this one, the Bulgarian split squat. Now, one of Stevo's favourites, but all you need is a chair or a step or whatever, your backyard sleeper wall, 1 foot up, and you just put your other foot on the ground. And just, again, doesn't matter about range, tiny little split squat on one leg, though, so the other leg is elevated, and driving through the heel. Again, knee issues, drive through your butt, drive through your hamstring, and really challenge the muscle and the skeletal muscle around that area.
Well, you know, all joking aside, though, every one of those, and I think the real key point here is that you don't have to do them like an Olympian or an elite sports person.
No.
The key here is to do as much as you can without hurting yourself, and the results will still come given time.
Anything in performance, this doesn't, and this goes from Olympians to someone who hasn't done it in 50 years, is about regularity and sustainability. So if it's going to hurt you, it's not good. So it's got to be made for you. But again, regularity. So you don't have to go, oh, 20 minutes. No. It's 20 seconds. But it is, again, they've got to add up over the week and the month. So, you can't miss a week. If you start this week and have a great week, that's great. But don't think, where am I going to fit in my diary? Or I just can't be bothered. No, we can find time. Because 5 seconds here, 20 seconds there for a few push-ups, surely. Okay, and it just takes away all the element of, I haven't got the time, I haven't got the energy, this and that and this. And it's like, okay, you keep banking these sets and Robbo's done 90 push-ups by the end of the week, but he really only what's that 5 minutes of his week in total. So I'm here to just try to break down these barriers for people that think that it's all too much, or they've got to get a gym membership or anything like that, but it's just not true.
Something that I've found, Rick, is the fact that if you put a pedometer on your phone or something, how many steps you do without even realising it. It's something I've realised since we've been doing this segment with you, is that I just put it on over the weekend. Most of the time I don't carry my phone around, and I topped the 10,000 just yesterday, just doing everyday things. So that's made me feel better, even though I'm doing nothing different, which is good.
Yeah, it is really good. But we speak about your farm and that each week, and it's really important. So that measuring stuff is good. I think it can really help as well. So yeah. If you write down how many reps of squats you've done, you write down how many steps your phone or your Garmin's told you. Oh, I agree. I think stats are great for that. As long as you don't become obsessed with them, they're really good because it gives you something to aim for. So now you know, okay, well this is my benchmark. I'm not gonna drop below that because I'm gonna be doing less.
Great advice as always, Rick. Have a fantastic week. Talk to you next week.
Here's the goal for next week, though, Rob. A selfie of you topless after 80 push-ups this week.
Oh, no. We don't want to break the internet.
Don't want to scare the kids. Jesus.
He will go viral, the great man. He's a good-looking rooster.
Good on you, Rick. Thank you. Rick Mirabella, runners.com, RUNNEZ.com. Monday Motivation. Jeepers.